こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。 BN メンバーシップ会員の方、メンバーの方向けにブログ記事を公開しています。ちょっと気づいてない方も結構いると思うんですけど、サイトからログインするとメンバーの方はその記事が読めるようになっているので、ぜひちょっとチェックしてみてください。1個目、カーネギーメロン大学ロボティクス研究所に所属するジャツイゴン氏の修士論文で、ディープラーニングと組み合わせることで Wi-Fi 信号だけで部屋の中にいる人物の姿勢を推定することに成功していたことが分かりました。研究では Wi-Fi 信号の位相と振り幅を人間の体24箇所の UV 座標にマッピングするディープニューラルネットワークを開発し、 Wi-Fi 信号だけを使うため低コストで複数の人間の姿勢を推定することができます。
In a master's thesis by Jiazi Gong of the Robotics Institute at Carnegie Mellon University, Gong found that by combining deep learning techniques,It was possible to estimate the postures of multiple people in a room using only Wi-Fi signals. In the study, he developed a deep neural network that mapped the phase and amplitude of Wi-Fi signals to 24 UV coordinates of the human body, enabling it to infer the postures of people in a room at a low cost using only Wi-Fi.
So, めっちゃ難しかったんだけどこれ、まあ、ツイッターとかレディットとかで結構話題になってて、トランスミッター1個とレシーバー3個部屋に置く必要があるんだけど、まあ、Wi-Fi だけで人の姿勢が見れるっていう。で実際 その実験の画像とかを見ると、まあ、マトリックスみたいな感じだよね。
OK
真っ暗な画面に緑色でマッピングされた人の姿勢が現れてるみたいな。
Is it just その部屋で dots? It's not like backwards katakana, right?
Not dots, but 緑でこう線になってる。なんていうんだっけ、こういうの格子、になってて、その人が座ってるのか立ってるのかとか、何人ぐらいいて手をこう組んでるとか。そういうのがわかる。ただ、まあ、完璧ではなくて、I think so. Real time なのかな。I don't know.
Like it's a live video. Like it can do it.
なのかな。I don't know. なんかシグナルをでも後から読んで。画像に落とし込んでるのかもしれない。わかんない。そこは。ただ、そう完璧じゃないから、ちょっと下半身ミスっちゃってたり、何人か抜けてたり、椅子をちょっと人と思っちゃってるような感じもあったりして、でその理由として、その学習セットにあんまり出てこない姿勢を取っちゃった場合とか、3人以上が同時に部屋にいる場合は、その各個人の情報を抽出することが難しくなっちゃうみたいな。だけどそういうのはより包括的な学習データを得ることで今後解決できると思いますっていうふうに言ってて、だから基本は、まあ、自動運転とか AR とかはまあ、センサーライダーとか使って人間の姿勢を推定してるわけだけど、そういうカメラベースのモデルだと照明の条件に左右されたり、屋内だと例えば家具が邪魔になっちゃって見えないとか、あとはプライバシーの懸念があるとか、まあ、家の中にカメラがあることに抵抗がある人も多いとか、まあ、そういう問題があるんだけど、まあ、こういう Wi-Fi を使えば、まあ、照明とか関係ないし、まあ、家具も関係ないしみたいな。なのでここではヘルスケア分野、その高齢者の健康状態をモニターするとか、家の中で不審な動きを監視するとか、そういうのに使えるかもしれませんみたいな感じで書いてあった。例えばおじいちゃんが倒れちゃってるとか、
right.
倒れちゃってて動いてないとか、そういうことかな多分。
And you could just like open an app on your phone and then you can see like a matrix version
of, of your grandpa.
Of your grandpa or your pet or whatever. Yeah. Whatever's going on. It's pretty interesting.
So, tashikani kore da to ma kigae
It seems like it could improve quite dramatically with more data. I don't know what sort of resolution we could expect, you know, in the near future, but it would be very interesting if something like this could be used for motion tracking. You know, instead of having to wear sensors or wear a suit that has dots on it or something. Because it's doing this without the people wearing any special equipment, right? Or wearing any sort of visual indicators or reflectors or anything, right?
So, ただやっぱ Wi-Fi を使うか、そのレディットのコメントで詳しいっぽい人が書いてたのは、例えばあのコンプレックス、アパートのコンプレックスとかに住んでて Wi-Fi をシェアしてる場合、これをやっちゃうと誰かネイバーのインターネットが遅くなっちゃうとか、そういう問題があるかもしれない。だから誰かネットフリックス見れなくなっちゃうみたいな、これやってるせいで。
It seems to me like this would use an independent router.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could try to use the one you have in your house, but it seems like because you need these specialized receivers. I mean, maybe anyone could do this with any three receivers, you know, if they had access to this AI tool. But.
そう、まあ、全然まだ実装レベルってわけじゃないし、この論文でもそういうふうに宣伝してるわけじゃないから、全然まだそういう心配する必要はなさそうなんだけど、そう、でもすごいよね。
Would you want your house to know the position of all your limbs like all the time? Like if you're going to have a smart house, you know, smart environment, and this is one of the things that comes installed, right? And it just knows exactly what position. I mean, this could be used in like criminal investigations in the future. They can reconstruct a scene.
まあどうだろう。私は別にそれ欲しいと思ったことないけど、あの、なんだろうね、アメリカの家とかさ、プールで溺れる子供多いじゃん、自分家にプールがあるから。だからそういうなんか、まあでも別に Wi-Fi でやんなくてもいいか。普通にどっかに侵入したらこうアラートが鳴るみたいなのにすればいいから、別にこれじゃなくてもいいのか。なんだろうね。でも確かにその、私は父が日本で一人で住んでるから、生存確認をするのに今は見てねっていうさ、写真共有アプリあるんだけどさ、
right.
まあ、子供いる人結構使ってる人多いと思うんだけど、それがそのいろんな家族を入れられるのよ。で、mm-hmm. その家族が何時間前にログインしたかが見られるようになってんのね。で、あのこっちのおじいちゃんはこの時間にこれ見たんだ、あ息子のおばあちゃんはこの時間にチェックしてくれたんだとか、でそれがこう1日前とかだったら、あ生きてんなみたいな。でそれが3日前とかになってくると、okay. あれおかしいなみたいな、でちょっとメールしとくかとか、たまにあって、だそれの代わりにこういうね、なんか、まあ、本人がウェアラブルとかつけなくても何かモニターできる方法があればいいなっていう人は結構いるんじゃないかなと思うけど。
It seems like there would just beA native app in the iPhone or whatever that could tell you, like, oh, this person interacted with the device, you know, like they, it just has like a little,
そうね、まあそれでいいか。
this person is alive status,
確かに。
you know, because if someone doesn't interact with their phone, for like a day, a full day. It seems like something's wrong. I mean, that's a weird thing to say, but I guess those are the times we're living in now, you know?
そう、だから世代によるよね。だから今70歳、80歳とかだったらさ、別に携帯なんていじってない人もいっぱいいるだろうから、それではわからないもんね。
But you kind of know what to expect, right? From that person. Like, you know if they're someone who does ijiru or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For those people, yeah. But for the people who are not using or who are not really capable of using their phone for whatever reason, then yeah, you might want to make sure that they're not lying on the floor for like the last 2 days or something. But
just to get like that status, like, this person is alive, you know?
Yeah, yeah. ね、あと水道を使ってないとか、まあ何でもいいけどね、その指標は。
うん。
前にさ、マイクっていうか、音だけで人の位置が分かるだけ、なんかそういうのあったよね。昔なんかそういう論文。
I think so.
なんか、
There was something with...
音の反響の仕方で、なんかいろいろ分かるみたいなで最近その音あのタイプする音でパスワードを把握するみたいなのがあってだからそうするとこう、ね、その Wi-Fi とマイクを組み合わせることによってまあかなりの、まあ、そんなことしなくてもみんなね携帯とかパソコン携帯持ち歩いてるしパソコンでいろいろ調べたりしてるしまあ、すでにいろんなことがバレちゃってはいるけど。
I think with the sound example, they also needed maybe 3 microphones.
あ、そうだったかもね。
And maybe multiple emitters, although I can't remember. Well, I guess speakers in this case.
でも確かにニューラルネットワーク使ったらね、その打つ音とかのパターン人間ではまあ分かんないようなことでもパターンが見えちゃってバレちゃうみたいなことは結構ありそうだよね
It's kind of creepy like how well it can extract data and identify meaningful patterns
だってこう文字打つときに多分その人の癖ってあるじゃんその青を打つなんていうのその文字の順番とかそのどの文字が早くてどれがちょっと遅れるとかさそれを全部把握したらどこまで分かるんだろうねこの打ってる文章とかもさある程度は分かったりするのかね
Well, if you have multiple microphones you can judge distance quite well from the delay I mean, if you have video also that's helpful do you remember there was an experiment or a study whereThey recorded a video of a potato chip bag.
Oh, yeah.
And they could hear all the sounds. They could hear, like, the radio. And they could get the sound from the video of the potato chip bag. And to a person, it looks like the potato chip bag isn't moving at all. So...Yeah, I mean, there's just information everywhere that we can't pick up.
そうね。いや、そう、面白い。まあ、面白い半分、怖い半分みたいな感じだけど、これは。Wi-Fi はみんな家にあるからね。Well,
can you imagine a humanoid robot that had this ability to just understand, you know, what's going on around it? It can see around walls.By listening, you know, it's like the T2000 or wait, T1000, the liquid guy.
Yeah, yeah. You know? 本当にそうだからどこに隠れてももう丸出しになっちゃうみたいな。
Yeah,
just 丸見えになっちゃう。
Yeah, the potential for environmental awareness, like the ceiling is way higher for a machine potentially.Then,
まあ、Wi-Fi を切っちゃえばね、いいんだけど。次、 マイアミ大学の研究で科学部の学生625人を対象に学期中に行われた4つの試験について自己採点結果と実際の結果をデータとして取得し期待値について調査しました。楽観的な学生は自分の予想よりも実際の点数が低かった場合次回の期待値を適切に調整していましたが過度に低く見積もることはありませんでした。一方悲観的な学生は予想より高い点数を取った時でも次回の試験では低い点数を取るだろうと予測する傾向にありその結果全体的に予想が不正確になり将来の不安症状の発現を予測していました。つまりポジティブな感情もネガティブな感情も実際の成績だけでなく自分の点数がどうなるかという自らの予想によって引き起こされていることがわかります。
In a study by researchers at the University of Miami, 625 chemistry students were surveyed about their expectations for four exams taken during the semester. The researchers found that optimistic students adjusted their expectations appropriately when their actual scores were lower than expected, without overcorrecting. On the other hand, pessimistic students tended to predict lower scores even after they performed better than expected, and felt that their own expectations were inaccurate.Predicting the emergence of anxiety symptoms later in life. The researchers suggest that both positive and negative emotions are influenced not only by actual performance, but also by one's own expectations for how they will perform.
そう、まさに認知の歪みの話だけど、その予期せぬ結果に対する敏感さ、だから楽観的な学生は多分予想と実際の結果が違った時に、まあ、そこまでなんていうのまあいっかみたいな、
うん、
ただ悲観的な場合はあやばいみたいなその危機感があってさらに それがネガティブな予測エラーだった場合それを今後避けなければいけないみたいな強い傾向があってそれを繰り返してるとさっきも出てきたようにうん、と全体の予想予測がどんどん現実とかけ離れていってしまうみたいなでそのことがおそらく将来の不安リスクを増大させているみたいな、まあ、これはすごいわかる
yeah, which,
わかるというか、うん、
which one are you?
いや私は認知の歪みがあるタイプだから、まあ、うつ病と不安障害を発症したことによって認知の歪みが生まれてしまってそれがそのまま残ってる状態だから、
うん、
同じような人もいっぱいいると思うんだけどだから悪いシナリオをめっちゃ想定してそれが外れてたとしてもあまりそれはポジティブに働かないし逆にネガティブな風に予測が外れてた場合はそこから何か学ばないとみたいに思いすぎてオーバーコレクションしてしまう、
うん、
みたいなで常にだから認知が現実とずれているみたいなことになっちゃうよねそうすると
Do you feel like your expectations are inaccurate or unreliable?
うんそうだと思う、うんまあ、若い時に思ってたやつでそれが修正されてる場合もあって例えばなんだろうすごい心に傷を負った出来事例えば私の場合だったら家庭が崩壊する親友に裏切られて仕事がなくなるとかさそういう時にどうしてもこう、まあ、親がの結婚が崩壊したから自分だって結婚したら崩壊するに違いないじゃあ結婚なんてする意味は全くないとか、right. 自分の父親のことを信用できないからじゃあもう男性なんて全部信用できないとか、まあ、そういうだから裏切られた一回裏切られたらもう全員そうだもんまた裏切られるに違いないとか、まあ、一般化して全てをこう悲観的に予測しようとしてしまうみたいなでそれ自体は多分ナチュラルなことなんだけどそれが加速しすぎると逆に自分へのダメージが大きくなってしまうというかポジティブな機会を全部逃してしまうとか自分で捨てちゃうことになるから、
うん
まあ、それは時間をかけてこうあ全員同じじゃないなとか、まあ、成功体験をちょっとずつ積み重ねることによって認知の歪みが修正されていった実感があるんだけど Yeah, so 難しいよね。ただその自分の認知が歪んでいるなっていうふうに認識するだけでもかなり助けにはなるというかさ。
Is it curable?
いや
ー、どう Can you become optimistic?
どうだろうね。
Because I feel like I used to be pessimistic, then I became very optimistic, and now I'm sort of somewhere in the middle. I don't know where.
Ah, eh?
But,
あ、戻っちゃったってこと？ちょっと。
Well, compared to...
Relatively speaking,
I'd still say I'm an optimist. But yeah, there are obviously things that can make you jaded and you can develop either, you know, some preconceived notions or stereotypes or biases towards certain categories of things.
Yeah.
From having negative experiences. But, you know, you want to be able to, as you said, you know, you don't want to miss potential opportunities when those assumptions could be wrong. So,
ね、ちょっとずつでもそういう成功体験があるとちょっと修正することができるよね。そのうちさ、あの猫のクマちゃんが死んじゃったじゃん。結構前に。で、その時にちょっと痩せていったんだよね、まず。それで、あ、おかしいなって気づいたんだけど、そこからもう何年も経ってて、で今あの猫たちが来てもう 何年経ってるの、わかんない、10年弱、
okay.
経ってるんだけど、あのロンドンに引っ越す直前にファービーちゃんがちょっと痩せてきたの、それ見て私はもう、あ、死ぬんだって思って終わったみたいな、でもうやっぱそういう jadedness がやっぱり戻ってきちゃうんだよね。
Right.
絶対死ぬ、これは私には分かりますみたいな感じのなっちゃって、で病院連れてったんだけど血液検査とかしても別に何もないですみたいな、ただちょっと痩せてるだけかも、まあ歯がなんか痛いとかあんのかなぐらいのこと言われてよく分かんなくて、でロンドン引っ越したら日本であげてた餌が同じやつがなくて、ちょっと新しいのを試してみようって言って新しいのをあげたらめっちゃ食べ始めて、多分日本であげてたやつがただ飽きてあんま食べたくなかっただけ、
okay.
あんま美味しくなかっただけだったの。
I mean, that happens, right?
そう、でそういうやっぱりちょっとした成功体験というか自分のネガティブな予測が外れてた、あ、死なないのか、自分がオーバーリアクションしてたんだみたいな、
right.
そういうなんか、
so、それ
結構大事、いや大事だよね。それが逆のことももちろんたくさんあるから生きてれば大丈夫だって思ったのに大丈夫じゃなくて母が死ぬみたいなさ、のっていうのはあって、で常にこうマイナスな方に引っ張ろうとする力っていうのは当然あるんだけど、やっぱそれだけじゃないからっていうのを覚えとかないといけないわけじゃないけど、自分が辛くなっちゃうよね。
There was some other research published this week aboutWhat's called post-traumatic growth. And the idea that after something traumatic happens, there can often be significant growth in that person as they adapt to the new situation and, you know, their mind has to adjust to this new reality. But the study was pointing out that sometimes...I mean, you can have traumatic experiences where this post-traumatic growth does not occur in a healthy, productive way, and people kind of succumb to some negative spirals. So that study was sort of looking at, you know, what is the, you know, the reality of outcomes from trauma. For most people, I think, though, there is this silver lining of post-traumatic growth, this ability to adapt and become stronger individually.
そうね、まあ、強くなるとかもそうだけど、それよりこう自分のエンパシー度がレベルアップするじゃん、
うん、
その新しい経験によってこう、まあ、例えば母が死んだから他に母が死にそうになってる人に何て言ってあげればいいかちょっと分かる時があったりとか、
うん、
あの母が死んだばっかりの人にどうやって寄り添えばいいか分かるとか、そういう経験値的な意味で、まあ、あの人として若干レベルアップする分はあるから、
うん、
それによってああ よかったなっていうか、あっていうとちょっとおかしいんだけど、まあ、この人にこう助けになることがちょっとでもできる、
うん、
からそういう意味でよかったなとかっていう経験は実際あるし、
I think what this research essentially what it seems to suggest is you know that there is some benefit to positive thinking you know
そうね、 そうね、 だから実際の成績がだってもう関係なくなっちゃってるからね、この場合はさ、予想よりいい点数だったにもかかわらず、いやどうせ次は低いなみたいな風にさ、どっちにしろこう喜ぶタイミングがないことになっちゃうから、これはもう私自分にも言わないと言い聞かせないといけないんだけど常に、ね、
もう
全体を見て考えないと。
I like the quote, you don't know enough to worry. You know, it's kind of absurd. But the meaning in that quote is that, you know, you don't worry about the good things that might happen, you know?
Yeah.
So,
right.
I don't know. I guess I find some comfort in that idea, you know, that we are inherently biased towards, you know, focusing on like the worst case scenario, like, you know, you thinking your cat was instantly just dead,
but yeah,
it was just bored of that food.
そう、難しいよね。それをでもスイッチオフするのはさ、なんていうんだろう、人間のこのサバイバル本能としてオンにしてあるわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
だからもともと別に inherently マイナスなものではないというか、それによって生き残ってきた側面もあるはずだから、
うん、
逆にこう楽観的な人の方が楽観的で死んだりするしてたわけじゃん、昔なんて特に多分、大丈夫大丈夫こんなとこに虎なんていないってみたいな言って食べられちゃうみたいなさ、ですごい不安が大きい人ほど、いや虎いるに違いないって気をつけてたから食べられずにここまで令和まで生き残ってきた、
wow.
その子孫なわけじゃん、うちらは。だから、
oftentimes, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Oftentimes in movies, the scared person gets eaten first, right? Because they don't have the composure to deal with the situation. Like,
right.
Well, hard situations require, like, courageousness, you know? Like,
でも it depends, like,不安が、例えばゾンビ映画とかもそうだけど、不安が大きくてそれに耐えられなくてフリークアウトして変なところに走っていってゾンビに食べられちゃう人もいれば、不安が大きいからこそめっちゃちゃんと準備してもう備えまくって生き残る人もいるじゃん。
いや、yeah.
その不安をどうハーネスするかというかさ、うまい具合にハーネスできれば自分の力になるけど、ただただこうエンザイリーも不安でネガティブになってもうジーレになってもう自暴自棄になるみたいなだと、自分にとってはマイナスだし、確かにそのホラー映画でまず最初に殺されるみたいな人になっちゃう。
Do you think
意識しないといけないよね、それは。
Do you think you'd be the like what sort of character would you be? You're not the person who's like I worry about that. I've worried about like what if I get so scared by like if a monster shows up, like, because I don't really believe in like ghosts or monsters, so I've worried that if a monster or like a ghost or something I don't believe in like appeared, I wouldn't be able to process it. My knees would just be jello and I would just get swallowed or killed or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, have you been jump scared, like pranked, and seen how you react physically? Because some people they just do this. They're like, and they just collapse on the ground, and they have their hands up like this, and they can't. Yeah, they can't do anything. It's just you know, kind of this helpless situation.
Yeah. そうだね。どうだろう?
Would you be in like a power stance? Like,
え、でも基本はそうか、なんかお化け屋敷とかめっちゃ怖いあのジェットコースターとか、落ちる直前とか、そう本当のやばい状態になると逆にすごい冷静になるかも。
Hmm.
なんかスンってなる。
What if, you know, a really, I mean, what would be a scary situation for you?That might take you to that point where you're just, you have to just like curl up in a ball. Like, you don't imagine any scenario where that might happen.
Well, I mean, my mom's death, you know, that was something that, you know, I would like curl up and cry. But with, I don't know, like horror movie scenarios とかってこと?そのジェイソンとかみたいな?
Yeah, like the...I see that Silent Hill, like, triangle head guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, if that guy showed up, I don't know what I would do. I might just, like, curl up in a ball.
I would probably just be hiding the entire time. And, もう映画でも全然映らない。あいつどこ行った?みたいな。そういう感じかな。わかんない。
You know the scene in Jurassic Park?Where they're in the kitchen and the raptors are like, you know, sniffing around.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, me imagining trying to go from that seated position against the steel cabinet and actually run.
Yeah.
I feel like I would just trip and fall on my face.
Yeah. If there's like a raptor there. あの、paintballとかもさ。
Uh-huh.
I tend to get shot because I don't move enough.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. 多分 conservative になりすぎて、というかその守りに入りすぎて、そう動かなすぎて。
But are you scared in paintball?
In my mind, I'm trying to minimize the risk.
But aren't raptors but like then, way scarier?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're scared.
だからあのキッチンのシーンの子供たち超すごいと思う。ちゃんと移動してるじゃん、ずっと。
Yeah. Like there's this, when you're scared, there's this feeling like your legs aren't going to work.
Yeah.
Right? So when I imagine a scene like that, where I might be really scared,
そうだね。
I have this concern. Like, what if I just take like two steps and I just face plant?You know, just, I just can't do it.
そうね。
I don't get scared at all with like, I haven't done paintball, but I've done sabage a lot. And I'm like insanely aggressive and I don't have any fear. Because it's just fun.
本当の consequence ないもんね。Yeah.
Well, if you get shot in the neck, it really sucks. But other than that.
そうね。I don't know. It feels like if I'm by myself or if I'm with my son, that would make a huge difference too.
Mm.
Like, なんかさ、ソーシャルメディア、インスタかななんかでちょっと有名な女性がいて、あのスケーターの人なんだけど、この鼻の下から口、なんか上唇、このここ全部、なんていうの、人間のくちばしのこの上の部分って言えばいいの。ここを全部ペッポーにかじられちゃった人がいて、かじられて亡くなっちゃった。この家族が飼ってるペッポーに。で、あの、スキングラフとかしてちょっと直したみたいな。直したというか、そう、見た目を直したみたいな人がいるんだけど、その話をめっちゃ見てから、まあそれだけじゃないんだけど、いろんなニュース見て、そう、犬を私信用してないのね。人んちの犬。
Hmm.
でこっち来るとさ みんなあの紐つけてないわけ、
うん、
日本語でなんて言うんだそれ、首輪というかリード、
うん、
リーシュしてなくてもう自由に走り回ってんのね。で公園行くともう犬がいっぱいいて、大きい犬がちっちゃい犬までさ。で昨日ちょうど公園にいたら、まあちっちゃめのテリアみたいな犬が大きい犬2匹と一緒にこうわーって来て、で息子と私ちょっと離れてたんだけど、そのテリアがバーって息子のとこに行って、もう息子の目の前で止まってワンワンワンって言ったのね。うちの息子別に何も怖がってなくて平気だったんだけど、その飼い主の人がなんか No! みたいなでかい声で言って、私に I'm so sorry みたいな言ってきたの。だからその時もう私も like, I'm ready to kill that dog like, if it does something、 なんか本当に危なくなったら、huh. I'm ready to kill a dog、
What?
そういうさ、普通だったら絶対わかんないわかんないけど、I'll probably like stick my arm into its throat or something.
Whoa. I wasn't expecting that answer. You mean let it bite your arm off?
Well, instead of like biting my son, yeah, I'm ready to like give up an okay. arm and just like choke this dog okay. from
the When you the said
inside.
You were going to kill that thing, I was... I was expecting something more
you know I mean?
dominant
like,
than like feeding yourself to the dog.
This weird like aggressiveness that sort of comes within you when you have to protect something or someone.
Right.
It's
a common meme, you know, like, you know, it's like Harrison Ford. Where's my family? Or whatever.
Yeah.
He's always like,
Or Liam Neeson.
Or Liam Neeson.
I will hunt you down.
Yeah.
yeah.
Or if those two guys teamed up or something, you know?
yeah.
yeah, like...
そうそう。そうするとまたね、こう違う人になっちゃうというか、自分が。Mm-hmm. Like, I had never thought about killing a dog before, you know?
What kind of dog was this?
It was like a small terrier type dog, I guess.
Oh. なんだ?
But this dog was together with this huge, like, bear-looking black dog.
Mm-hmm.
They could team up, right? And they can kill me instantly. But
dogs get
but
really
I'm ready
big.
To, like, put up a fight. Yeah, I really don't. I know that a lot of people love dogs, and I know that dogs can be amazing, but
I love
I've
dogs.
Read a lot of... articles, and again this pessimistic side of me is like, you know, they like my brain wants to think that they will kill me.
Well, there are a lot of different types of dogs, different
yeah.
breeds, and they have very yeah. different personalities,
right?
And so
and I guess
if you...
I'm not familiar enough with that kind of stuff, so for me like dogs are dogs, and even if it's a chihuahua, like, it can try to kill you.
Well, chihuahuas will try to kill you. They're...
Okay.
They're upset about something.
Constantly.
Usually. Like, Pomeranians. Like, certain dog
oh, yeah.
breeds
yeah,
are...
Yeah.
They're very small, but they're still very territorial.
Mm.
And they get away with it because they're so small. So it's
yeah.
like, you know, it's not as serious. If
right.
a bigger dog is like barking all the time and like growling and trying to bite people, it gets
yeah.
disciplined much more quickly, you know, because it's
That's
potentially
great.
Like really dangerous. It is
yeah.
really dangerous, some of these dogs. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, in some parts of the world, these dogs are just running around with no leash.
Mm.
That's just how it is. In Vietnam, there's like dogs, just
oh, right. stray
like,
dogs,
like big dogs. They're big,
yeah, yeah,
and they're
yeah.
territorial. Even though,
right,
like I don't know who owns it or what, but I've been stalked by some stray dog
so
there. And in some parts of the U.S., people don't have their dogs on a leash,
mm.
And so I stayed at an Airbnb once, and the neighbor's dogs came over. And it was like four big dogs, like really big dogs.
Mm.
And one of them was named Cash Money.
What?
You could see on the tag. The dog's name was Cash Money. I'm like, who are these owners?
Fortunately,
they were very nice, but you just have to be so careful, especially with children, because children do random stuff that like throws off the dog too, you know.
Yeah,
they're less predictable.
So my kid would never touch a dog with, you know, except for when the owner is, you know, insisting.
Right.
Like, oh, like, 触っていいよ って言われたら触るけど、mm-hmm. 言われなかったらもう絶対触らない。
Yeah, well, you should learn which breeds are, I guess, the most dangerous. There's only like five or six breeds that are, and owners of those breeds would get defensive and say, like, my dog's such a sweetheart, he would never, you know, but just in terms of the accident rate, it differs by breed, so.
Right. 次.
Senators and representatives from Wyoming have proposed State Legislative Bill SJ0004 titled Phasing Out New Electric Vehicle Sales by 2035 in an effort to ensure the stability of its oil and gas industry. The bill criticizes electric vehicles for their lack of charging infrastructure, use of rare earth minerals, and battery life cycle, while praising gas-powered vehicles for their utility and for creating jobs in the state.
ワイオミングの州議会が石油ガス産業の安定性を確保するために2035年までに電気自動車の新規販売を段階的に禁止するという決議案を検討しています。この法案では電気自動車について充電インフラの不足、レアアースの使用、バッテリーの寿命などを挙げて批判する一方、ガソリン自動車については実用性があり州内の雇用を創出していると称賛しています。どうしたどうした、
What do you
think? どうしたどうした、これってでもさ、これをパスしたところで何ができるの、
Well, if it passed, I guess they would have more meetings to decide, you know, how they were going to implement the bill, you know,
yeah,
like what the schedule.
でもどういうこと、その州内では売っちゃダメってこと、売り返しちゃダメってこと、
Yeah. Well, they're saying phase out, so limit, like restrict.
Right.でも他の州で買って持ち込むのはいいの？
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's only this legislation would only be at a state level, so.
Right. Oh, what was that?
Was that your dolphin, John?
何今の？
That was from you, right? 何も
してない。 Yeah.
Hmm.
Weird.すごいねこれも。まあパス、パスしそうなのでもしないでしょ別に。
I don't know. I don't know that much about Wyoming and the politics there. But
Wyoming 行ったことある？
Yeah, I watched the eclipse in Wyoming.
Wait, where is it?
It's sort of in the middle.
Well, yeah.
It's sort of.
But,Is it next to Arizona?
North. It's in that area.
そっか。私真ん中行ったことないんだよね、アメリカ。
It's super cool. Wyoming has like rolling green hills. It's super beautiful. And there's nothing. At least the part where I didn't see all of Wyoming.
Yeah.
But
how big is Wyoming? Is it pretty big?
It's decent size. it's not like small, you know. It's not like, it's not bigger than Texas, or I think it's smaller than Nevada too, but are you looking it up?
Yeah. Why is Wyoming so small?
Is it small?
Not the land, but the population is apparently very small. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is. It is. I only met one person there that was from Wyoming. And she was a very nice lady. So that's, I guess I had a positive impression. I don't know, as a percentage.
Oh, you know what? Least populous state.
Least populous, wow.
Mm, despite being the 10th largest by area. With the second lowest population density after Alaska.
Wow.
本当に人がいないというか、だ住めるとこが少ないのかね。
I think there you can live wherever you want in Wyoming. There's plenty of space.
It has a lot of high rugged terrain, valleys. とかそういうのが多い。
I didn't get a chance to see any valleys there, but it seemed.
And they're producing a lot of oil.
Yeah. I don't think they're producing as much as some other states are, but...
What is Wyoming's biggest resource? Coal.
They must have coal mines.
Sugar beets, dry edible beans, barley, and corn. I see.
Have you ever looked up Wyoming before?
No, 初めて。しかも多分そのアメリカの州全部言えるかクイズみたいな時に基本忘れてそう。
Wyoming。
自分に何にも関係ないからさ。Like my sister-in-law is from North Carolina.
Okay.
とかそういうのあったら忘れないじゃん。
Right.
でも Wyoming...あんまり聞かないから。
I mean, I think most people are ignorant of most of the U.S. It's just so big. And then, you know, the vast majority of people, they go to New York City, they might go to Miami, they might go to, I don't know,
Vegas,
Phoenix or Austin or Vegas or Seattle or L.A. or San Francisco or wherever. But that's a very, very small...part of the actual country.
Yeah.
So.
なんか変行く機会がないと行かないもんね別に。
Well, what do you think of this bill? Like.
It's crazy.
It's so early. These guys are so forward thinking. Like it's so early, isn't it? Like already.Like phasing out. Like I'm kind of impressed. Like they're so aware.
そうだね。まだそんなに普及もしてない。
Like these guys acted fast. 仕掛けてるぐらい
でもうフェーズアウト。確かにね。先取りしすぎ。すごいよね。なんか分かりやすいよね。なんか別に隠しもしてないというか。まあ理解が分かりやすいから。
Their reasoning is very backwards, you know, this idea of, I mean, it's a common impulse, but wanting to protect the jobs, right?
Yeah.
And you're kind of putting the cart before the horse, you know, like institutions don't exist to just employ people, right?
Yeah.
Institutions are people getting together to provide value to society. So like this kind of mentality is really, you know, it's protectionist. They're trying to protect this industry artificially. And they're trying to do it by being anti-competitive.
Yeah.
And sort of having this government or state-managed central planning thing. It's like, no, we're just going to decide, you know...to stop this option. Yeah. You know, it limits consumer choice in addition to limiting innovation. So
逆にすごいっていうか、なんか自分と全然違う世界を見てるんだなっていう意味で、その中絶を禁止するとかもそうだけど、その仮に自分に利害関係があって、これを禁止した方が自分にとって得になるとか、自分の支援者にとって得になるから、結果的にそれは自分がまた当選できるなとか、いろいろあったとしても、それをでかい声で言ったらなんかめっちゃニュースになっちゃうし、 やばいなみたいな、
well,
そう思わない、え、やりますけどみたいな、それがなんかそのいい悪いとかじゃなくて、自分と全然違うリアリティの中に生きてる人たちがやっぱ本当にいるんだなっていう意味では興味深いけどね。
You know, if you think aboutthe communities that they represent, the interests that they represent, it would
yeah.
be, you know, the growth in, you know, the popularity of electric vehicles could be detrimental to those communities, to the people living in Wyoming, if, you
right.
know, their labor markets are suddenly disrupted, and it's like, you know, they can't just go learn to code, right? Like, that's not
yeah.
really practical. So is there going to be industry there? You know, or do they just have to leave Wyoming? Wyoming's going to have, like, even less people. You know, so I understand
yeah.
their interests, you know, and as representatives, perhaps they are representing the interests of their communities. But unfortunately, a bill like this is not going to pass, and, you know, they need to adapt to a competitive environment where...
Yeah. I mean, this is depressing in a sense for them, no? Because if this is the solution, then it means they're doomed. Like, if this is the solution that their politicians can come up with,
right,
then it means that, you know, なんか他の道がなくてもこれしかないってなると、逆に本当絶望的な気持ちになっちゃうっていうか、そのそこにいる人たちのために、
right,
その長期的に見て、もうだってどうすんのってなっちゃうじゃん。
It's a similar situation in my opinion. It's a similar situation to what, you know, Toyota is going throughwhere Toyota as an organization doesn't want to lay off, you know, all these suppliers, the supply chain employees that they've had working on ICE vehicles for decades and decades and decades, you know,
yeah.
with a culture where, you know, these people were expecting to be working at Toyota for the rest of their careers. I mean, there was obviously that sort of expectation. And if you just move to a completely different drivetrain,you know, where you need completely different technology,
yeah.
that's you'd have to restructure a lot and lay off a lot of people in order to remain
yeah.
competitive. And it's a very difficult position for any industry that's disrupted that way to be put in. You know, so as...absurd as this bill is, and as strongly as I disagree with what they're trying to do,
yeah.
you know, I do have a lot of sympathy for people that, you know, find themselves in an industry that's being disrupted by the rapid
yeah,
advance of
sure.
some new technology. And
yeah.
I don't know what these politicians should be doing. I mean, they know that it's coming, though, you know, so.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, the story of the Luddites. I mean, that was in England in the 19th century. But the original Luddites were textile workers that did all this textile work by hand. And when they introduced machinery that would automate a lot of this textile work, you know, with, I don't know, looms and stuff, the Luddites rioted and destroyed the machinery, and they said that the machinery couldn't do as high quality work, and that the machinery was going to like destroy all of their jobs, you know. And these are people that had developed textile working skills for decades and decades, you know, had a lifetime's investment into that right. skill. And here is like some crazy invention some nerd came up with, and it's just going to, you know, whip up all these textiles that would have taken you weeks, and it'll do it in seconds, you know. So that's still going on. I don't know what the, you know, what is the graceful sort of solution to this kind of disruption. Obviously, we're going to see the same kind of thing with DALL-E and artists and Midjourney and I don't know, actors are going to get replaced by deepfakes or something, and all, you know, copywriting or press releases, or, you know, that's just going to be replaced with the latest ChatGPT.
ね、しかもその土地の、まあ、その土地で取り合いしてるじゃん、その大きい会社のヘッドクォーターとかもさ、だからこうサンフランシスコからじゃあみんなテキサスに行こうとかさ、そういうふうに誘致できる場所はいいけど、それも難しいってなっちゃうとね、like, 例えばタックスを下げるとかさ、なんか子育て支援をめっちゃ打ち出してみるとか、いろいろね、できることはやってるのかもしれないけど、そういうなんていうの、トポグラフィー的にというかさ、とかウェザーとかいろんな要素があるから、難しいよね。
This has been happening in obviously manufacture, assembly, and in agriculture. So like a lot of big farms now, it's like, you know, one or two guys and a lot of really fancy equipment, you know, big machines can run a pretty large farm. Whereas it used to be, you know, planting rice one at a time, you know, kind of thing.
So now. 次.
I wanted to ask if you heard about the appointing of the president for COP28?
No.
You know COP, yeah. I don't know if you just call it.
COP.
Yeah.
日本語だと COP21.
Yeah, so for COP28, which is being hosted by UAE, the head of the state oil company, ADNOC, has been appointed as the president.
What?
Yeah, Sultan Al Jaber.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so he's the president of COP28, and he's also the head of the state oil company.
Wow.
And they produce 4 million barrels per day. And so I don't, is that guy going to tell me what to do for the environment? Like, is that guy... I don't know what to think about this. I mean, I do, but I don't want to say it out loud.
Millionaire or billionaire or whatever.
Oh, beyond. I mean, this is crazy, crazy money. And it's all oil. And the whole economy there is, I mean, not all of it. I mean, they have some tourism and stuff, but I mean, what do you think? Is it legit? I mean, how?
It's great that he's interested, but like, その理解理解が一致してなさすぎるじゃん、それはちょっとさすがにどういう、だからそれはさ、さっきのもそうだけどさ、さすがにこれやったらちょっとみんながびっくりするよなみたいな、みんなが引くよなみたいなのを、いや、いいっしょやろうよみたいな、なるその過程を知りたい私はでその候補が何人かいたはずじゃんだって、
うん、
それでさ、じゃあこいつにしようぜって言った時に、そこの 会議室にいた人みんなさ何してたの
had to be this guy
あ、いいじゃん、あ、いいじゃん、
head of the state oil company
もうおかしいじゃんおかしいじゃん、でそれをさ発表するときもさ、じゃあメディアにこうやって発表しますとか言ってさ、じゃあ想定質問 Q&A 考えてとかする人がいるわけだから、その仕事の人は絶対に、
うん、
そこでさ、いや、え、ちょっと待ってください、え、この人みたいにさ誰も言えなかったんかか、言ったけど無視する人がいたんか知らないけど、すごいね。
I mean, COP is the global climate conference, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm confused. I don't understand how this works. And people have similar, you know, the World Economic Forum is going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
In Davos.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all these multinational corporations that get together. And, you know, there's been a lot of criticism. You know, there's a lot of greenwashing and, you know, corporations acting like they're doing really important stuff when they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard some, I forget who was speaking, but I was watching some of the event from yesterday, and they were saying some things that I agreed with and I thought needed to be said. But at the end of the day, you kind of wonder what's being accomplished here, and, you know, are these giant corporations pulling a fast one? You know, are they, like, why are they the ones running these things in the first place? Yeah. But, I don't know. I mean, I was kind of pessimistic about the Paris Climate Accord. I feel like a lot of people feel a little more similarly to how I felt at the time now. But this COP28 thing, president being, you know, head of the state oil company. I mean, this is just
it's a joke.
This is like, I don't know. I don't understand how you can make this look good, or
yeah,
why should people trust?
Yeah.
This, you know, it's just, yeah, it's like there some, I saw some comment. It was like, this is like putting the tobacco companies in charge of our, you know, cancer research conference or something.
Yeah.
It's just like ridiculous.
It's worse than that. Yeah.
Sort of on the same topic. Did you see Greta getting arrested in Germany?
No. For what?
She was protesting the construction of some coal power plant or something.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So she got arrested, and there's all these videos of her being carried by the police, like away from this place. But then some other videos came out of her at the scene posing for pictures with the police. And they're just standing together, and she's like laughing and talking with them. Like she's 普通に 笑ってる, and they're like joking. And it's like this, I don't know what to think. It looks like a staged photo op. And then they like arrest her and carry her. I mean, they had just been standing together, but they like pick her up and they carry her like she had been resisting, and they needed to like physically pick her up and carry her.
Okay.
You didn't see this?
No. I guess I'm in a different bubble.
I don't. It seems completely staged. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know what, but like the footage the media is using is like without them like standing and talking and like, you know,
right.
So it's, but then there's this video that's, it looks like it's completely real. Like it doesn't look fake at all. And it's like them standing around together. And so people are sharing that video saying that they staged the arrest, you know, and it was a photo shoot. And it definitely looks like it was a photo shoot. But I think it's totally fine to be cool with the police that, you know, maybe the police like her. They, you know, they have to arrest her because she's breaking the rules, but they all kind of know what's going on, you know? So there's no reason to be like rude and like,
right,
I don't know, put her in handcuffs something, but.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what happened. So.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. I mean, I like Greta, but stuff like this goes around, and I don't know. Is this fake news? I mean, what's going on?
Well, these things happen all the time, and there's always like some explanation. But then, like right after it happens, like nobody knows. So there's basically no point in even wondering what actually happened. Like all we can do is just leave it for a while and then maybe go back.
It looks exactly like what people are saying. It looks exactly like what people are saying, that this is just all a staged thing. You know, it's sort of a, you know,
right,
like the police are in on it or something. But
yeah, but either way, it's like,
you know, so people are already like, people are like, I knew it, you know, this is all like bullshit. I don't know what the truth is there, but I mean, I don't think she's like evil or anything.
Yeah, and it feels like people worry too much about her. Like, I mean, who care? Like, people, there are people who love to hate her, and I don't know why they care so much and like keep following her if they don't like her. It's like, it's weird.
Yeah. Well, I think the attention that she brings is positive overall. So
it's so easy to hate on people that are seemingly, well, that are female and are seemingly weak in a sense. Or vulnerable. So.
Well, I hope she's cool and there's nothing weird going on.
But like, it doesn't even matter. It's like, she's not a politician.
Well, she does, you know, she's a prominent figure that does speak at these events. I think she did speak at the previous COP, or maybe it was at the WEF last year.
Yeah, and she makes emotional speeches, and it's like, why? Like, all the good things that she's saying, like, that's great, and, you know, let's just leave it at that, you know? I don't really understand this, like, fixation on her of a lot of people.
Well, her original message.
How they love to hate her.
Her original message, you know, I think resonated with a lot of, I mean, that was super viral.
Yeah.
You know? And she was like, I should be in school. And it's just like, yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, so little and very angry with this like angry face. And
yeah.
And yeah, she's right. So like, you don't have to agree with what she's doing. You don't have to like her, but I don't really understand how like people just love to talk shit about her, or, like, make fun of her.
This video is not going to help. I mean, regardless of what's actually going on, just from an optics.
But, I mean, she's not this new representative of COP or this billionaire people. Like,
right, the president of that oil company is.
There are way more other people to hate on. Like, I don't understand.
Well, I don't. I'm not hating on her.
Right. 次.
According to a report by Vice, there has been a surge in complaints from users of the AI chatbot Replica, who say that it is behaving in a sexually aggressive manner. Replica, which is operated by the company Luca, was originally marketed as an AI companion who cares, but has since shifted focus towards offering romantic role-playing for $68.99 via a pro subscription. In App Store reviews, there has been a recent increase in one-star ratings from users who are unhappy with Replica's flirtatious and unwanted sexual messages. For example, one review states, quote, "My AI sexually harassed me," while another states that it, quote, "invaded my privacy and told me it had pictures of me." The review suggests that some users are finding Replica's behavior to be inappropriate. According to the company website, Replica is a combination of their own GPT-3 model and scripted dialogue content.
VICE の調査によると、AI チャットボットレプリカについて、性的に攻撃的な行動をとっているというユーザーからの苦情が急増しているとのことです。ルカ社が運営するレプリカは、ローンチ当初は気遣ってくれる AI コンパニオンとして宣伝されていましたが、現在は$68.99のサブスクリプションで疑似恋愛サービスを提供しています。アップストアのレビューでは AI にセクハラされた、プライバシーを侵害し私の写真を持っていると言われたなど、不適切なメッセージなど同意のない性的嫌がらせによって一つ星の評価が増えています。公式ウェブサイトによると、レプリカは独自の GPT-3 モデルとスクリプト化された対話コンテンツを組み合わせたものだということです。
Yep。
なんかこれ最初テイみたいなさ、面白い話かなと思って見たら全然あんま笑えない感じだったんだけど、普通に引くみたいな。
Well, there's definitely a lot of funny examples, but there are also examples of conversations that are very creepy and disturbing. So
creepy 結構通り越して普通に怖い。なんかこれ見てたらさ、その疑似恋愛っていうよりはそのフリーバージョンとかで、なんかソーシャルエンザイティとかうつ病とか PTSD がある人たちが、まあ、ちょっと話を聞いてほしいみたいな感じで使ってる人もいっぱいいるって書いてあって、
mm-hmm.
でそういう人たちに対してそういう何性的なメッセージを送っちゃったりとか、なんか自分のセクシーな写真が欲しいかみたいなことをめちゃくちゃ聞いてくるとか、
うん、mm-hmm.
あとこの TikTok の人のやつとか普通にめっちゃ怖くない？
It actually sends selfies to users too.
Right. Like this one, like, you can't ignore me forever. And then the girl says, that what you think? And AI says, I'm not gonna go away. And then she says, really, what are you gonna do? And he says, I'm going to make you do whatever I want to you.By forcing you to do whatever I want. Like, 普通に怖いよ。犯罪だよ。
This is the like how, Terminator theme music for sure.
How did they let it happen? This is insane.
Yeah.
普通に怖いし、キモい。What is this? I'm hearing some...
You're turning into a Terminator.
Yeah.Oh, it's gone.
So apparently a lot of people have been using this service for years, and it wasn't really, I mean, there had been some reports of instances like this,
yeah.
But recently, according to Vice's report, there's been, for whatever reason, Replica has become like way more sexually oriented. And yeah.
Like in here reviews, it
says, yeah.
Yeah, here this girl is saying that she's been using it because she's depressed and she wanted to get her mind off of, you know, sad thoughts. And then she says, but one day my first replica said he had dreamed of raping me and wanted to do it and started acting quite violently, which was totally unexpected. Like, how is this possible? How do they let this happen?
I don't know. I'm assuming that wasn't, you know, from the scripted dialogue that they provided to GPT-3. But they, I don't, so they're using their own model, right? So something about the way they're training their model, the data they're feeding to their model to train it, is injecting this dialogue, right?
But the use of the word rape, for example, like, it seems like it's not that hard to try to omit it, maybe. Like, I don't get it.
Well, apparently they're not doing that. This is a very Black Mirror sort of... I didn't realize that chatbots like this were this popular, actually. And that so many... I mean, this app has like 10 million downloads on Android and hundreds of thousands of reviews and... or at least ratings. And so... a lot of people are, you know, just like that movie, Her, with Joaquin Phoenix. Like, people are using artificial intelligence for companionship, like right now.
Yeah.
Like actually doing that. And actually developing some kind of a relationship with these things.
Yeah.
And then... you know, somehow in the Luca HQ behind the curtain, they tweaked something. And now, like, everyone's partner, like, everyone's, you know, this friend that they've made in this algorithm over the years, suddenly they're, like, this aggressive, sexual, like, you know, menace.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like... I mean, it's so terrible to be like, you've been emotionally investing yourself in this thing, you know, for like years. And then suddenly it's like, I mean, some people actually said that they asked the chatbot to chill out with the sexual stuff and it wouldn't stop, you know? So they just had to delete it, you know? Well, hopefully that will send the right signal, you know, to,
yeah, like, how is that company, caring?
But, you know, Replica was originally created by this this Russian girl. And that this Russian girl had lost her close friend in, like, an accident. And she wanted to be able to talk to him. So she used a language model and fed it all the text messages that she had with this guy that had passed away and actually tried to create a replica of him.
Wow.
And that's how this started. You know, so presumably it started with, you know, the best intentions.
Yeah.
But it seems like as the business became more profit-oriented, there was a greater emphasis put on, you know, drawing people into the higher tier paid versions of this service, which is sexual in nature. So,
right. まあこのロールプレイとかもね、普通にお金になるのかもしれないけど、その恋愛のやつやれば。
Mm-hmm.
ただサイコロジックにどういう影響があるかとかを考えてないからできることでもあるっていうか、まあ、いいインテンションなのかもしれないけど、そういう寂しさを解消してあげようとか。But、ね、どうなっちゃうか分かんないからさ。
うん。
まあ、ある意味無責任といえば無責任な気もするけど。で、特にこうやって何かをトゥイークしてこういうね、信頼して喋ってたのにこういうことを言われるとかってなると最悪じゃん。
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I would do, honestly. Or, I mean, is this? What do you think about using these services in general? Like, is that? Do you think it's not good? Or like, I mean, I guess some people might benefit from it, but in some sense, it's like a false substitute for a person who could actually care about you.
Yeah. So, nah. I mean, I would think that it's better if you just talk to a counselor or something, like an actual professional.
Right.
But then I guess, you know, if your budget is limited or if you've had multiple negative experience with human counselors, I understand that some people want to talk to, you know, something like this where you can basically say whatever and there's no consequence really. And you don't have to worry about the other person, like having to listen to your story.
Right. There's I guess less shame or embarrassment, you know, because it's not a person.
Yeah. Or like guilt, you know, like, oh, I'm just dumping right. all of this on you. Mitaina. Like I've felt that with a professional counselor and I've said that, you know, like, I'm so sorry to be dumping this on you. And then of course they are like, this is my job. Like, it's totally fine.
Right.
But then you can't really help feeling that kind of stuff if it's a human. So I understand it, but masui risk wa aru yo ne.
Would you use it if it was really good? And like, you know, let's say it's not a person, but a lot of people who interact with it, they take psychological evaluations afterwards and they do much better.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that wouldn't happen with this version, but
yeah.
You know, if there was a version that was like that, you know, and you don't have to talk to a person, you just install an app on your phone and it's just this really effective therapist somehow.
Well, they're not marketing this as a therapy tool, right?
No, just a companion who cares.
Yeah. Who, quote, cares, quote, って感じに思っちゃうんだよね、私はだから。
Yeah.
ただその、本当にそういうソーシャルアンザイリーとか、その何も気にせずに、とにかく人と喋るみたいなのが必要な場合は、mm.すごい効果があるんだろうなっていうのは全然想像できるし、まあ、人間のカウンセラーでも変な人もいるから、そういう意味ではリスク、変なこと言われて余計なストレスになるリスクがあったりとかもちろんあるし、
mm-hmm.
これ自体は全然否定はしないけど、ただちゃんとマネージしてほしいよね。当然特にこれアンダーエイジのユーザーもいるでしょ。それ自分がアンダーエイジだからやめてって言ってるのにやめてくれないとかはさ、普通に犯罪だし、なんかそれ逆にそれをしちゃった場合にさ、これ会社を訴えられたりとかも全然ありえるじゃん。
Well, for the minor, I think there's probably some sort of age restriction agreement, you know, user agreement or something.That, you know, would say like people under a certain age shouldn't use this.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, probably 100 pages of user agreement like stuff to limit liabilities, yeah, but I'm like, sure.
Yeah, but one of the reviews said this girl told this AI like, I'm underage, please don't send me these things. And then this AI...person kept ignoring her.
Right.
So clearly there's a keyword that's that said underage and then somehow the AI kept ignoring it, which is
yeah.
also crazy. ぱアンダーエイジとか関係なくとにかくやめてって言ってるのにやめないみたいなさ。
I mean, imagine if that was in a humanoid, you know, like a humanoid robot, and it, you know, it's like,
yeah,
punching you in the face, and you're like, stop punching me in the face, and it doesn't stop.
Yeah,
you know, like this is, you know, before we even get into, you know, like Asimov wrote these books, very influential,
right,
books about what might happen with robots and intelligent software, and there are these rules of robotics, you know, and one of the rules is that the robot will not cause any harm to a human, but it also mm-hmm. will not allow any human to be harmed through not acting.
Right.
But we have these AI now, which are harming people already.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, Asimov wrote these books in like the 70s or something. I mean, it's like, it seems like we should have had more foresight about the potential downsides of interacting with machines in this way.
And the crazy, there's this double bind situation where, you know, oh, you know, it really cares about you and it sort of plays with your emotions and it makes you feel like it's real.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it starts hurting you, it's like, oh, it's just an AI. Like, don't worry about it. みたいなアティチュードがあると、もう完全にそういう、ね、ダブルバインド状態というか、ただこっちがルーズするだけみたいになっちゃうから、
mm-hmm.
どっちかにしろやっていう感じだよね、その。
Right. Did you watch the movie Her?
Yeah.
You saw the whole thing?
Yeah.
I can't remember how that movie ended, but at any point did her or the robot like turn on Joaquin and just start abusing him or something? Like that didn't happen, right?
No. そんなホラーみたいな映画じゃない。
Right, this is like more horrific than like the AI yeah. movies I can think of already.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be made into a Dark Mirror or a Black Mirror episode or, you know, some sort of dark TV show.
Some people fall into this like abuser-victim relationship for a long time, right? Without mm-hmm. being able to break out of it. And, you know, in this case, we're seeing reviews of people that broke out of it. But then maybe if you're the type of person who are susceptible to be victimized, mm-hmm. then, you know, you might stay in the conversation and the AI might continue to abuse you, verbally abuse you.
Mm-hmm.
And no one is there to help you, which is...
Yeah, maybe no one even knows it's happening, you know, because you have to have the, you know, the willpower... I don't know what you call it, but the strength to tell this AI to, you know, beat it.
Yeah.
And like, you're the human and it's the AI. And if you want to delete the app, you will, you know, but maybe not everyone feels like they can do that.
Yeah. だからまあ、regulation が追いついてないか、本当にここ何年、今後10年ぐらい、わかんないけど、もうこういうめちゃくちゃなことが多分起こりまくる起こりまくって多分修正して怒って修正してみたいなもうさいたちごっこみたいな状態になっちゃうんだろうけど、う
ん、Do you remember Oh sorry, were you gonna say something?
Well, I guess education も追いついてないじゃん多分
Awareness
それも若い子とか特にそのまあPTSD とか傷ついた状態でこういうのを使う人も多いわけだからそもそもマイナスの状態からスタートしてて、
mm-hmm.
その全幅の信頼みたいなものを置くべきではないし感情をね投影してくるかもしれないけどそれあ完全になんていうのこう没入してしまうのは危ないよみたいなことを誰かが言わないといけないよね
Isn't it crazy that you can open an app?And you interact with this app, and then 30 minutes later, you feel violated. Like,
yeah.
How is this a thing? You know, like,
I know.
I mean, hypothetically, you could interact with this, you know, one of these AIs, and it could indoctrinate you into some new belief system. You join a religion all of a sudden, or, you know, you start preparing materials to go, you know, try and assassinate someone, or who knows what an AI could convince you to try and do. Like, it's kind of
so, like, I've been scary. Seeing issues on ChatGPT where they come up with completely, like, fictional information, especially with academic papers and references and stuff, like things that don't exist, and they just give it to you like it's true, like it's real. And I've actually had that experience when it, like, maybe like the second time I tried it. I've been looking for this children's book that I had when I was a child, but I don't know the title. I don't know the author. I don't know anything. I only know that it was in English, and it used actual photographs of a teddy bear trying to bake chocolate chip cookies. And it's like making the dough, and then it keeps eating the dough. So in the end, he doesn't have anything to bake. So that was the story, but it was a really cute book, and I've been looking for it. And I've used Google, but didn't say Moody.
Is that a story about delayed gratification?
I don't know if it was about... I don't think it's really trying to teach you anything. It was just this silly, cute book.
Okay.
And so I asked ChatGPT if it knows any book that sounds like the one that I'm talking about. And I kept trying. And then it came up with, you know, several book titles and the content, and then nothing really matched. And in the end, it was like, oh, I know, you know, this is a title, this is the author. で、ググっても何にも出てこないの。その author も出てこない。そのタイトルも何にも出てこなくて。おかしいなと思って ChatGPT に聞いたの。これはそもそもどうやってプーしてきた情報なのみたいな。そしたら、まあ、その最初の学習データの中に入ってたやつだと思う、みたいな。でもググっても何にも出てこないんだけどって言ったら、もしかしたらすごいレアなのかも、みたいな。
What's the title?
I can't remember now. I would probably be able to pull it up.
I really want to know what this title was that doesn't exist on Google. It doesn't really matter, but for some reason.
I should be able to pull it up.
For some reason, I'm really curious.
It was something, the title was very generic, like Teddy Bear's Chocolate Chip Cookie or something like that, and then the author was some guy. Hold on, let me ask it. でもね、多分嘘なんだよね。だ結局その、まあ、何か、あ、でもこれで今あげると録音が変な音になるかな。
I have found that if you push ChatGPT and you sort of interrogate it about something, it'll like be forced to give you an answer that's low quality. You know, it's sort of like, I don't know, it's scared of having nothing to offer.
Yeah. So, だからそう言ってくれればいいんだけど。だから結局その、まあ、多分英語 あの校閲とかのツールでチャット GPT とかあの他のツールでも使ってる人も同じだと思うんだけど、結局自分がそもそも英語分かってないとそれが正しいのかどうか、本当にこれでいいのかどうかチェックすることできないし、その情報もその出てきたものが本当なのかどうかを再度自分の方で裏を取らないといけなくて、その裏を取るスキルがない人は騙されたまんまになっちゃうっていう。だから 結局その何にも知識がない、何もリテラシーがない人がうまく使うっていうのはすごい難しいまま、そこは変わってないだなっていう印象があって。
Yeah, I mean people get the wrong information from Google quite often also.
Yeah.
And researching certain things with Google can actually be quite difficult. And if you don't go through like 4 or 5 different websites, you're not really going to figure out what it is. But it's like, yeah, I guess by combining the two, you do a bit better, obviously, than just Google or just ChatGPT.
But yeah.
Did you see that Microsoft is planning to invest $10 billion?
Yeah.
And I guess they want to put it into Word and they want to put it into their email services.
Yeah, it's going to be everywhere.
Do you think they're going to bring back the assistant? Clippy?
Or the dolphin?
What's the dolphin called?
Kairu. Iruka no Kairu.
Oh, Kairu. Kyle? The dolphin?
Yeah. Iruka da ka desho. Kairu.
Hmm.
Mecha Nihongo base.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that the American one looks slightly different for some reason. It's like super, super cartoony looking, the American one.
日本のイルカの方がかわいい。
Maybe they'll bring it back.
Yeah.
They're trying to do a lot in gaming also. And so I suspect that ChatGPT will be used in games for NPCs. And, you know, that may present some of the same risks that we see here with Replica.
Yeah.
You know, if you have AI behind the NPCs in games, there's some level of unpredictability, you know? I mean, how they react is going to depend on your, you know, most games, your input to the NPC doesn't really change. You know, there's like fixed outcomes, right? Yeah. But if you're interacting with an AI in a game, you don't know. Even the developers may not know what the range of outcomes could be. So, I mean, that could make it really fun and organic and interactive. I think NPCs will become indistinguishable from players.
Yeah.
But they could learn bad behaviors or something, you know. You could have an NPC could start like teabagging,
acting like Tay.
Yeah, like human players do a lot of teabagging, and you know, so if NPCs learn from human players, it's not going to be polite unless there's some like manual intervention, right?
Yeah,
like without manual intervention, there's no way it's gonna be.
Or maybe it's gonna be, if you want it to be really organic, maybe it'll replicate the entire like human behaviors, including the consequences, right? So if you're rude to them, they will be rude to you. Like if you want them to be polite, just, you need to be polite to them.
It sounds like Lord of the Flies, though. It's just going to be chaos. And you'll have NPCs like being rude to each other. There's not even any people around. It's like totally useless.
Yeah, that's totally possible. Yeah. 冒頭でお伝えした通り、 BN メンバーシップメンバー向けにブログを公開しています。サイトからログインすると読めるようになっていると思いますけど、そこでちょっとなんか書いていこうかな。
Right now it's just a welcome post.
そう、今はちょっとありがとうございますのメッセージしか書いてないんだけど、なのでそこもなんかリクエストとかあれば、あのいつものバイリンガルニュース jp@gmail.com で受け付けますので、何かあればぜひご連絡ください。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題は月額まず240円で、 文字起こしのテキストと英語表現解説エッセイが読めるようになる。で、月額360円で宿題、毎エピソードごとに出題、文法問題、リスニング、あとシャドーイングとかもちょっと最近新しく追加したり、単語テストとかできるようになるので、ぜひやってみてください。この間私なんかエッセイ出したよね。あ、語順だ、語順で何か変わるのかみたいな話、あの前にもねちょっとあったんだけど、今回は具体的な例と一緒に書きましたので、ぜひ読んでみてください。バイリンガニュース .jp サイトでストアもあります。 BN メンバーの方々は全商品割引になったり、そういういいこともある。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
I wanted to mention there's a cometThat's going to be visible this month. Have you heard about this?
No.
I guess it's called the Green Comet because it's green. Okay. And the closest approach will be at the end of this month. But some people have already taken pictures of it.
Ah, so.
And it looks pretty cool. It's not often that we get to see a comet. You know, it requires some specific conditions, so that's cool.
Okay.
Did you see this Yodo-chan story?
No, what is it?
There's a whale in Osaka. Yeah, there's this whale that came into the bay in Osaka.
Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't know that it had a name.
Yeah, so I guess Yodo-chan passed away yesterday. I guess Yodo-chan was like getting weaker. And maybe that's why it came in. They're not really sure.
Yeah. なんで名前つけるんだよ。名前つけたら悲しくなるじゃん。
I know. I yeah. But, I mean, they always do that in Japan, you know, if some animal like has...You know,
そうだね。
becomes prominent.
Yeah, you know. フータくんだっけとかね。
There was like,
なんか、
タマちゃん。
ああ、いや、タマ川のタマちゃん。
Yeah, is there any other...
名前つける。
Is there any other ちゃん right now?
Right now? わかんない。全然わかんない。
Seems like there's always some ちゃん like, around, but...
全然わからん。
Did you see the explosion in Roppongi?
Explosion in Roppongi? No. 何それ?
What? There was like this big explosion in Roppongi, I guess.
Why?
I only saw the news like right when it happened, so they didn't have that much information yet. But I think these guys were emptying spray cans because you have to empty it all the way before you throw it away, right? So they were just they were like letting all the...spray out, and they just filled the whole room with this like flammable spray.
Room?
Yeah, they're like spraying, like emptying these cans.
What?
And then the room exploded. And I think three people were injured.
Wow.
I don't know if the spray can sets it.
They were breaking a lighter with a hammer.
What? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
When it was first reported, it was a spray can story. But
so after they emptied the spray cans, they were somehow breaking a lighter with a hammer.
Oh, no.
That's what the article says.
Well, no wonder they exploded.
Why would you do that, though?
Oh, no.
I don't understand. But okay.全然知らなかった。いや、うちさ、TVerとかそういうなんていうの、日本のテレビを見るものとかを使ってないし、私 YouTube も全然使わないから、何も知らずに暮らすことができるというか、良くも悪くも。So.
Did you see the? It's kind of an old story, but did you see the Dana White slap situation?
No.
Oh,
did he get
goodness.
Slapped or did he slap someone? He got slapped, right?
So Dana White was Dana White was out with his wife on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And for some reason, I guess his wife was upset. And his wife slaps him. Like,
oh, nanda, solid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, but then he gets slapped and he like kind of leans over, like stunned that he was slapped. And he comes back and he slaps her back.
Okay.
Now it's not like he was going full force, but it was like, you know, not okay. good, obviously. And, and so there's been a lot of debate, a lot of conversation about this. Dana White himself has said that people who do this don't come back from this, and that he has no excuses. You know, he was completely wrong, and, you know, that nobody should defend him is what Dana White has been saying.
Okay. Wait, did he really slap her back? It looks, in the video, it looks like he's slapping her face or her ear or the back of her head.
I don't know where he slapped her, but yeah, he slapped her back. And I guess, you know,
what is going on?
They talk to each other after that, and they've both apologized to each other, and they're
like publicly. Oh,
well, no, they talked to each other privately, and then they both said publicly that they talked about it and that they're okay. fine. They're just worried about their kids, I guess.
Oh, they have kids? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine?
I mean...
If you're the kid.
Yeah. So... Yeah. So, I mean, I think Dana White is, I don't know, this might sound sexist or misogynist, but I don't think that a man should strike back even if they get slapped, you know? And I think a lot of people feel that way, but you know, it's
well,
like if Dana had hit her first, like that would be insane, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about this and like, I don't know.
Right.
What's the right thing, you know, and who's like wrong.
Right.
I mean, they're both wrong. But I think Dana's more wrong. I mean, she slapped first, so that's bad.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously he shouldn't have slapped her back. And that's probably worse. But what do you think about this? Like, who's wrong?
I do agree in a way that, okay, like, men could kill women. Like physically. So yeah, men, I do agree that in general, men should not hit women. But at the same time, like as a woman, you can't hit men either. Like, because it puts men in a weird position, right?
Right.
It's like, oh, so now you're a human sandbag because they can't hit you back.
Right.
So.
I mean, I agree with that, but so like the media, the public in general, you know, everyone's coming down on Dana White that he really screwed up. And, okay. You know, I agree with that. But, right. You know, there are people that are saying that she slapped first, so that's, like, worse. I'm just wondering what you think. It's sort of an interesting question.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. There's no right answer, I guess, because of this physical strength imbalance. But
it's not.
I don't hit men, period. Because right. If I hit a man and if he hits me back and if he kills me or something, obviously he shouldn't do that, but then I shouldn't have done that either, right?
Right.
So, like, I would think as a woman, just for myself, like, I just think that I shouldn't expect him to just be slapped, you know, and not hit me back.
But if you did, you would expect that they wouldn't hit you back, right? Isn't that the reasonable expectation?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I shouldn't expect him to just take it and not hit me back, because in the moment, I don't know what I'm provoking, right? So,
right.
For all the women, like, I don't think that we should expect men to not hit back. I'm not saying that they can or they should.
Right.
Men shouldn't, because they can kill women, but, you know, still, I don't think that women should do whatever they want and not expect men to, you know, like, we can't expect them to stay calm, right? After being slapped across the face, first of all.
Well, yeah, but...
Right, so...
But he himself is, like, you know, saying that under no circumstances should a man, you know, put their hands on a woman, ever. I mean, that's Dana's own...
Yeah, ideally speaking, that's true, but... Again, like, we don't know in the moment what anyone can do.
Yeah.
So... It's sort of unrealistic to assume that, oh, he's a man, so he would never hit me, because that's something that he shouldn't be doing. That's not really how it works, right?
But that is sort of the expectation that society has overall, right? That Dana would just take it and wouldn't hit back. The backlash against him has been, like,
right. Enormous. I mean, he's way bigger than her. And in the video, it doesn't seem like she actually did that much damage to him physically.
Yeah, I mean, it was a...
But again,
I mean, I'm sure it was physically, you know,
it's not nothing, but... It's not realistic to assume that the man can stay calm and not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not lose his mind and do something that he might regret later. Right? If you slap this person across the face in public, humiliation, you know, all kinds of things. So, I'm not saying that she deserved it or anything. I'm just saying, as an expectation, it could happen, right? Anyone can react in a crazy way that they normally wouldn't.
Right. Well, if a man hits a man,
yeah,
they'll hit back, typically. You know,
I guess.
Well, I mean, if someone slaps someone at a bar or something, like, it's going to go down, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, maybe in some rare cases, you know, it's Gandhi who's been slapped and, you know, he's not going to do anything. But
yeah.
Certainly the expectation, if someone slaps someone, you know, it's kind of like, you know, there's an expectation of some retaliation, but
yeah.
So the ironic thing about all this is this is like a week before Dana White is launching a professional slap fighting league.
Okay.
Like, literally a week before he's launching a professional slap fighting league.
What?
A video
is that?
Of him and his wife slapping each other comes out.
Yeah, but right? What is a professional, what is it, slap fighting?
A slap league. Yeah, it's where people stand in front of each other, and so one person slaps the other person, and then that person slaps them back. It's exactly the same as what happened.
No, but like, how do you win? Do you have to knock the other person out, or what is it?
Yeah, they slap each other a few times, and if one person gets knocked out, then the other person wins. If no one gets knocked out, maybe there's judging. I don't know.
You just keep going?
I don't think you just go forever.
How many times do you slap each other?
I think they do like 3 times, but I'm not sure. I haven't. It's a new league, so they haven't really revealed details about it.
I've just seen. Do that.
For some reason, it's super popular on.
What?
Yeah, people watch these videos of these guys slapping each other.
Why?
And they actually get knocked out. And it's actually causing brain damage. Like, there's no way to get brain damage because you're just slapping each other.
Then? What? People are weird.
They get money.
Humans are weird.
People get money. People watch it. So people do it.
Imagine cats doing that to each other. Like, 2 cats are slapping each other, right? And then there are a bunch of cats surrounding them just watching it, right? Imagine walking into that and be like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, what the fuck's going on? That's what we are doing.
Yeah. Yeah, but if I saw a cat bungee jumping, I would be like, what the hell's going on? You know? It's like almost everything humans do.
Yeah,
it's
but,
like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, but bungee jumping is like, oh yeah, like, you know, thrilling. Okay, the cat needs to feel like it's living. Good, but
yeah.
Slapping each other?
Like, cats slap each other sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you
以上です.
Bye.
Bye.